صلى الله عليه وسلم، صلى الله عليه وسلم. Mercy upon mankind. صلى الله عليه وسلم، صلى الله عليه وسلم، صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islam brothers and viewers on Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, once again we are back with our silsila, our program, The Cure of Every Illness, Salli ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In this program we discuss various blessings and benefits of reciting salawat and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We try to share with you a few ahadith of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and also mention the faith refreshing accounts of our pious predecessors rahimahumullahu ta'ala on this accord as well. So inshallah ta'ala, in today's episode we will have more blessings and benefits of reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala has narrated the saying of the final messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The group of people who left a congregation without invoking the name of Allah and reciting salawat was taken to leave a place full of the reek of carrion. My dear Islam brothers, we must pay attention to this narration. When we sit talking to our friends in any sort of gathering, family members, our friends, or whatever gathering it may be, we should always mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well as sending salawat upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Today, unfortunately, our gatherings, our get-togethers, our meetings, they are full of backbiting, slandering, tale-telling, etc., etc. But they are avoid from the remembrance of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Our gatherings should be the opposite. They should be full of the remembrance of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and free from all types of these defects and these bad things such as backbiting, slandering, swearing, foul language, indecent language and tale-telling. But unfortunately, it is the complete opposite. We are involved in all of these things and we are avoid of the remembrance of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let's make some good intentions that inshaAllah ta'ala we will stay away from the evil acts such as backbiting, slandering, tale-telling, swearing, foul and indecent language, inshaAllah ta'ala, and try our utmost best to constantly remember Allah and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In whatever gathering we sit in, we are in the remembrance of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, inshaAllah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It has been narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala and that the final Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said, every communication in which the name of Allah is not invoked or which does not start after invoking the name of Allah and sending salawat on me is devoid and empty of blessing. So my dear Islam brothers, my question to you is, the pondering thing that we need to think about is that are our actions, do they start after invoking the name of Allah? Do we recite Bismillah at the beginning of our actions? And do we send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam at the beginning of our actions? If we don't, then it is possible that they could be void of blessings. So we can do whatever we are doing, but the blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be involved in that. So the true bounty of that action, the true blessings and benefit of that action will not come alight. So this is something that we need to focus upon, inshaAllah ta'ala, that whenever we are to get involved in any sort of conversation, any sort of action, then we begin with invoking the name of Allah, reciting Bismillah, and also reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We can recite Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Inshallah, this will begin with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, invoking the name of Allah, praise upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and salawat upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, and this will take us a long way insha'Allah ta'ala. This will bring blessings and mercy from Allah in our actions insha'Allah ta'ala, and also we won't be void of blessings as well. So this is something that we can do. In addition to this, if we recite the khutbah that the Muballighin of Da'wat Islami recite at the beginning of their sunnah inspired bayanat, or at the beginning of the sunnah, the Madani Dars, beginning of any silsila of Madani channel, we always listen to the khutbah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen, Amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim, Bismillahi rahmani rahim. If we recite this insha'Allah ta'ala, this will also bring blessings as we are invoking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sending hamd and praise in the court of Allah, and also sending salawat upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, it will be easier for us to understand the point with the help of another hadith. As the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, every purposeful work in which the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not invoked and durood on me is not recited at the start is devoid of virtue. So an individual will not gain any virtue for any action that is not started with the invocation of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. Sometimes people think that they started that work, they initiated their project, but they did not succeed. They could not complete it. How could they complete it when they were deprived of blessing and virtue because they did not begin with the invocation of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So many a time our actions that we begin, they remain incomplete, or they do not get to their completion, or we do not gain the success that we anticipated. Because why? We did not start with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. O Ashikan Rasul, lovers and devotees of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I urge you to make this firm intention inshallah and try and test this as well. That whenever you are to start anything new, begin with the name of Allah and the salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Believe me, this will cause many blessings in your actions insha'Allah ta'ala, and you will find that previously certain things that you've done remained incomplete, or you didn't gain that success. Insha'Allah, this time when you start with the name of Allah and you begin with recitation of salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, you will gain the success in that particular action and you will see the virtues and the blessings in that action as well insha'Allah ta'ala. There's one condition for this, and that is a content heart. Your heart needs to be content with this. Your heart needs to be firm with this. That yes, definitely with the name of Allah and with the recitation of salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, I will gain blessings and virtue in my actions and I will gain success in them as well insha'Allah ta'ala. Once this is done with a firm heart, believe me, inshallah, you will feel the blessings and find the benefits of this as well, inshallah. May Allah enable us all to gain the true blessings of the recitation of salawat upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala wasallam before each one of our actions as well, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madrin Shahr, we must keep in mind that at the end of the day, we are Muslims. We are the devotees and lovers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And in doing any piece of work of ours, we should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remember to send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In addition to this, we must remember the way of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in conducting his actions. And we have been commanded to follow the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He was sent as an example for us. So we are to follow in the way of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, so that we are to gain the blessings of this as well, insha'Allah azza wa jal. Reciting salawat only once will earn us 10 blessings. When we get into the habit of reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam continuously before any action, imagine the amount of blessings that we will gain in that particular action. For each salawat, 10 blessings. So if we make a habit of reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for example, 50 times, 100 times, that's 500, 1,000 blessings for each time you are about to start any action. And when the blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come into our actions, then believe me, there is no loss whatsoever. We will gain success, insha'Allah ta'ala, in all of our affairs in this world as well as in the hereafter, insha'Allah ta'ala. Sayyiduna Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala has narrated that he once paid a visit to Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa, Tayyiba wa Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Ummul Mu'mineen, who is the mother of the believers, our beloved mother Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and they went into conversation about the elevated status of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala, he said that every morning 70,000 angels pay a visit to the sacred rawda, sacred grave of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, surround the grave with their wings and keep reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam until the evening. Then they go into the sky and another 70,000 angels pay a visit and surround the sacred rawda of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with their wings. And they keep themselves busy reciting durood, salawat upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam until the morning. 70,000 angels at night and 70,000 angels during the day keep reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ultimately, the sacred rawda of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will open on the Day of Judgment, and then the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will come out of the presence of the 70,000 angels. Subhanallah, my dear Islam brothers, how phenomenal is the system of Allah Azza wa Jal. Loads and loads of durood pak, salawat and salam are being recited in the court of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. 70,000 angels come in the morning, 70,000 angels come in the evening. And let me tell you another fascinating fact, that the angels who pay a visit one single time, they will never get to come again. That is the only single time they will be able to pay their respect in the court of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam at the blessed rawda of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. After that one single time, they won't have the opportunity to come again. Another set of 70,000 angels will be coming, and this will continue up until the Day of Judgment, insha'Allah ta'ala. And the reason for this is that the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are large in number. All of them will pay a visit. 140,000 angels pay a visit every single day, so that all of them can pay this visit, they don't get the chance ever again. So that all of the angels, this creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just imagine, today, at the time of this recording, we're in the year 1442 Hijri. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it's been about approximately 1430 years since the physical demise of the Prophet ﷺ from this world. Just imagine, in these 1430 years, give or take, the amount of angels that were visited the blessed rawda of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And the people that visited right at the beginning, they who have never had this opportunity ever again. And this will continue up until the Day of Judgment. We do not know how long and when the Day of Judgment will take place. But what we do know is this action of the angels, this will continue up until the Day of Judgment. And whoever comes once doesn't get the opportunity to come again. The sinless angels, they can only come once. Whereas the sinful human, if he wishes and he gets ijaza from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he can remain at the rawda of the Prophet for his entire life. And this is the mercy of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam towards his ummah, that he allows them and he calls them to his blessed rawda, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows them to stay there for a long, long time. We see people that although they are not from Madinatul Munawwara, but they are from elsewhere, but they go and they make hijrah towards the city of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Madinatul Munawwara, and they stay there for a very long time. If you look at the Pir Murshid of Amir al-Sunnah Sayyidi Qutb Madina, Mawlana Ziauddin Madani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, they were born in Sialkot in Pakistan. But alhamdulillah, they were very fortunate that they migrated and spent their life in Madinatul Munawwara and spent approximately 70 years of their life in the city of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And at the end time, they are blessed with Jannatul Baqi Sharif, and their Madari Aqdas is in Jannatul Baqi Sharif. So this is the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala upon this ummah, that you can be from wherever you are in the world. Sayyidi Qutb Madina was from Sialkot in Pakistan. Where is Pakistan and where is Madinatul Munawwara? But he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was honored and was fortunate enough to spend 70 years of his blessed life in the city of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and now is resting in the cemetery and graveyard of Madinatul Munawwara in the feet of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Jannatul Baqi Sharif. Make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us also to be blessed with shahada in the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara with khair and afiyah, and also Allah blesses us with resting in Jannatul Baqi Sharif in the feet of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and then blesses us with the companionship of his messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam without accountability on the day of judgment. So my dear Samir, in today's episode we learnt about how we are to send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam at the beginning of every one of our actions. So from today's episode, let's take this back with us, that we are to recite salawat upon the messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam at the beginning of every single one of our actions, insha'Allahu ta'ala, so that our actions are full of blessing, and so that our actions are full of virtues as well, insha'Allahu ta'ala, and we gain the mercy of Allah in our actions as well, insha'Allahu ta'ala. So let's take this back with us as well. Keep watching Madani channel, and insha'Allah, until next time when we are back with another episode of the silsila, the cure of every illness, salli ala Muhammad, insha'Allahu ta'ala. Keep watching Madani channel and continue to benefit from the other programs of Madani channel. And also in addition to this, don't forget to increase in your salawat and salam, recitation of Durud-e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah bless us all with tawfiq and ability. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم mercy upon mankind صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم